If you stand at the car park gates of Seagate in Derry and watch the cars coming in, half the cars have Republic of Ireland number plates. Similarly, if you go over the border into Burnfoot and you stand outside Vertiv, a large number of the cars going into the car park come from Northern Ireland, from Derry. So we have what is already a functioning cross-border economy. So if you look at what's happening elsewhere, say, for example, Basel in Switzerland, a lot of the people who work in the city come in from either Germany or from France. And to assist that, they've got very good cross-border public transport. Now, the question is, do we do something similar here?
The Department of Infrastructure is conducting a consultation on a Northwest transport plan for the district. How important is it that that plan doesn't stop at the border and that that plan also looks at the wider Northwest City region and that there is some recognition in that plan of the need for that cross-border transport connectivity?
That is absolutely essential. And one of the good things about the event yesterday was that the fact that the Department for Infrastructure were represented at it as part of their consultation for improving transport across the Northwest. But yes, it's absolutely essential. So if you live in, say, for example, Bridgend, you couldn't really commute into Derry using the bus. And it goes the other way too. You couldn't really commute from Derry into Burnfoot by bus. The timetabling system really doesn't work very well. Whether you talk about the Irish system or the TransLink system, the online bus timetables are really difficult to understand and not at all user-friendly.